Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Whether hormone therapy is, on balance, beneficial or harmful for postmenopausal women has been debated and investigated for some time. In the March 2015 update to the Cochrane Review of the Effects on Cardiovascular Disease, Henry Boardman from the University of Oxford in the UK and colleagues bring together the findings from 19 randomised trials. He tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Our review set out to assess the effects on the outcomes of cardiovascular disease in postmenopausal women, using data on those randomised to receive hormone therapy as opposed to placebo or no treatment. We checked a range of medical literature databases in February 2014, and the 19 relevant trials we found had recruited a total of more than 40,000 women, and ranged in size from 40 to 16,608 participants. The total included 13 trials from the previous version of the review, and the studies have been done in North America, Europe and Australasia, with follow-up periods of 7 months to 10 years. The women were aged from 41 to 90 at randomisation, with an average in the mid-60s. The main results were that, overall, women randomised to take hormone therapy had neither a survival benefit nor harm, and there was no effect on cardiovascular death or non-fatal myocardial infarction. They did have a small increased risk of stroke, equivalent to an additional 6 cases in 1,000 women taking hormone therapy for 4 years, compared to the same number of women not taking hormone therapy. And there was also a small increased risk of venous thromboembolism, equivalent to an additional 8 cases in 1,000 women taking hormone therapy for 6 years. We also did a subgroup analysis, looking at whether there was any difference in women who started treatment within 10 years of their menopause or before the age of 60. In this post hoc analysis, we found that among these women, those taking hormone therapy had a small benefit in survival and coronary heart disease. There was no effect on stroke and a small increased risk of venous thromboembolism. These effects were equivalent to 6 fewer deaths, 8 fewer heart attacks and 5 more blood clots in 1,000 women taking hormone therapy for 7 years. In conclusion, our review found that hormone therapy in postmenopausal women in general has little, if any, benefit for the prevention of cardiovascular disease and causes an increased risk of stroke and venous thromboembolism. The subgroup analysis raises some interesting questions, but its results must be interpreted with caution as there are limitations with this kind of analysis. Hopefully future research will allow us to better understand the impact of timing on hormone therapy in postmenopausal women.
The latest version of Henry's review and an accompanying editorial from March 2015 are available at cochranelibrary.com, which is where any future updates will also be found.